God is calling us to come. Come buy food that doesn't cost you money. Come and drink from a well and a source of God. And so this morning, just as we gather, so I'm super excited to be here, but I was also like my heart just in worship. I was just going, God, I looked over us and it's incredible. Like it's a long weekend and a lot of guys we know are away. You know, it's always good to go away on a long weekend if you've got a normal job. Like many of us, it's always lacquer to go away because you get like an extra day. But my heart just broke for some of us that is not here this morning. You know, it's like my really good friend who's recently got saved, and I'm just like, God, like, Lord, woo him, Lord. Because, you know, we as often as in our Christian walk, who's felt that? That you just start drifting. I've drifted in my walk. And, you know, even as elders, we got together in the week like we normally do and just go, Lord, what do you want to do? You know, this is yours. We say this all the time. And I don't want to sound like a stuck record. Who's heard that? Who's the kids around us? Who remembers those black big discs? It's now become very cool. There we go. Tess is like, yeah, I've still got like 50 of them at home. You know, the Beach Boys and the, you know. But what happened often with those records, they had little grooves in them. And it's like it got stuck sometimes. So, you know, I'm not going to disrupt the beautiful music and just stay there because I think God wants to do something. But like sometimes what happened is it gets stuck in a groove and the record gets stuck. And it just plays the same tune over and over again. And I felt even for us, like sometimes we can get stuck in a groove. You know, as elders, we get together and we go, Lord, what are you wanting to do? Because this is your church. This is yours, God. We are mere servants. Like I think I said it last week. We are nothing. We, as leaders, whether you're an elder, a deacon, or a group leader, our hearts are, God, this is yours. People that you have brought, people that you have died on the cross for, Jesus, that you entrust to us. Why do you do that, Lord? Have you ever thought that? You know, like, why does God entrust your life to me? Drian's going, I don't know. But he shouldn't, because there's nothing good in me. There's nothing good in Ivan. There's nothing good in James. But Jesus. But Jesus. We are men. John, the deacons, the leaders, we are men that surrendered our lives. Say, God, it's no longer I that live. And Paul writes and he says, follow men like that. So I'm totally not even preaching on that. But what I'm trying to say is that I feel God this morning wants to shift something within us. We came together as elders, and from last week's message of send it, and I've even seen bumper stickers being made, send it. I like it. On my surfboard, I'm putting send it, you know, just to remind me, like, Lord Jesus, I want to send it for you, man. I want to live full out for you, God. I want to run my race with endurance up until the end. I don't want to get there and go, oh dear, I missed it. I want to send it, you know. And from that, with this, I was full of faith going, okay, God, I think I know what you want to do next. You want to talk to us about a certain thing. Have you ever had it where something just doesn't gel with you? Where you go like, could be. And then the whole weekend as elders, we're bouncing things off one another. And I'm like, oh, Lord, what do we do? What do you want to do, Lord? What do you want to do? And then this morning early, God just said to me, this is what I want to do. And I want to share something very short with us. Just what I feel God this morning wants to settle in our hearts. And I believe God will shift everything for one person. And maybe that person is you this morning. Have you ever felt that? God will shift everything. And I want to show you in the Bible that He actually does that for one person. And I think this morning within us, there's a couple of those one persons that God wants to shift something in our hearts. And why would God do that? You know why? Because he absolutely loves you. He is in love with you. He loves you. With a love that we don't understand. Who loves their husband and their wife? Good that you raised your hand. Well done. Brownie points for you. Because if you didn't raise your hand, come forward right now and let's pray for you. If I could, I would raise everything, you know, and go. That love you've got for your husband and your wife. Who loves their child? And who would do anything for their child? Anything. I would give anything. I would sell everything if my child is in need. I would let it. So what love is that? And then the Bible says, you wicked fathers and mothers, that you would give your son and daughter whatever they desire. How much more does God love you? That is incredible. More than what we... So think about your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter. Think how much you love them. Multiply that by a trillion to understand what God, how God loves you. He loves you. He's your dad. And then he goes, I will give you my best. The thing that I love the most, my son, give him to you. I'll send him to the cross to die for you. That's why God will shift anything and everything for you. And oh, is that you this morning? So I want to quickly go. I felt two things. I felt as I was preparing, I felt this morning. And maybe if this is you, you don't have to. Just open your heart wide. I felt for some of us, we said in our hearts, God will never accept me because of what I've done. Have you felt that? Maybe you've been a Christian. Maybe this week you've done something. You go, oh, I don't know if God's going to accept me. Or maybe you're here this morning and you look at your life. You look at the story of your life and you're going like, God, will you accept me? And then even a thought has crossed your mind where you go, okay, I will sort out my life. I'm going to make a plan. I'm going to sort this out. And then I'm going to come to church. Because now I'm like lekker. Have you had those thoughts? Whatever I've done, God, you'll never accept me. So I want to look at a scripture quickly. Luke 15, verse 1 to 7. And I want us to read this together. Are you all right, Andre? Because I'm absolutely loving this. I don't know if it's just me or I don't know if it's the anointing or if it's Henry. If it is Henry, that's amazing. But God is here. So just stick with us. And again, I'm not trying to create a... I think Jesus is here. Okay, let's read this together. Now the tax collectors and the sinners were all drawing near to hear him. You know that that's us? Because who were the tax collectors back in the day? In the Jewish culture, the worst of the worst. Don't even touch them. Whatever they touch, don't touch that. Because they are... bad sinners. You get good sinners and you get bad sinners. They are bad sinners. We're all sinners. Okay, you know what I'm saying by that. But the tax collectors, it's almost like I think they went, oh, the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. I felt for some of us here that in your worst moment, you were trying to draw near to God. And church people, church leaders grumbled and you drew back. You just drew back. And I felt this morning to say sorry. If you've been in that place where you were trying so hard to come to God, and you like mustered up all the courage to even just come through the church door, to just be there, and you heard a grumble. It's like, look, bar and came to church. I'm sorry. Because Jesus loves you. He loves you. And I want to encourage you this morning, shut your ears to the grumblings of so-called righteous people and hear what Jesus is saying. I love you with an everlasting love. You are mine. Let's quickly read on. So then Jesus says to them in a parable, verse 4, he says, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays him on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together all his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, come, rejoice with me. I have found my sheep that was lost. Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. God will shift everything for one of us. One of us. Why? Because he absolutely loves us. Absolutely loves you. 100,000 times more than you love your wife and your child. He loves you. And I felt this morning God's pursuing some of us. Have you felt, maybe today, that you feel a bit lost? Do you feel lost today? You know what that feels like? Like, yes, God, I just don't feel like I feel like lost, man. I feel like I've drifted. I feel like I've shifted away. And this morning God is going, for you, I will shift everything. Are you that one that God wants to shift a meaning for? Quickly, Matthew 18, verse 10 to, it's the same thing, but I want to pick up on one phrase right at the end. It's the same parables, losing one sheep, and I want to pick it up on verse 14, if you can go there. So the same story where one person or one of the sheep is lost and is found, and then Jesus says this. He says, so it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. And again, I'm coming back to that question I had in the beginning. Do you feel that whatever you've done is not good enough to come to him? And I want to say this morning, you're not good enough. But in the eyes of God, he's saying, I love you. And he doesn't want anyone to perish. In Peter, it picks up exactly the same thing, that none should perish. And this morning, I felt just as we come together, God this morning wants to go pour out his spirit in us and say, come, I am your dad. Listen to all the words that came, Emil's word, everybody. They didn't know what I was going to share on, but God has been knitting us together. And I want to ask us this morning, do you feel that? And I say this every single Sunday, and I think the reason why I'm saying this because I'm feeling like God has been stirring our hearts. And this is what I say. Don't care what people think about you. Because we do. We do. What will they say? I want to shut out the grumblings of the righteous people over our lives. I want to say, don't care what people say. God loves you. Can I be honest with you? I'm a sinner. This week I've sinned. There was a time in my life, I want to finish with this story, where I was a youth pastor. We saw revival. God broke out incredibly. And in that time I got hurt by the church. And just picking up, like again, that whole thing of like the grumblings of the righteous. And God is saying, no, come. And in that, I left the church. I remember the day I walked out of a church that I was involved in, and I said, God, I love you, but I want nothing to do with your church. I was arrogant. I was pride, full of pride as well. But it cost me at least 6 to 8 months of my life of giving myself to the world, giving myself to the things of this world, running off the finances. Until one morning, I lived in Durbanville. I drove from the southern suburb somewhere. I can't even remember where. I woke up the morning, and as I woke up, my first thought was, how did I get here last night? That's how drunk I was. Driving a car from southern suburbs to Durbanville. Couldn't remember how I got into my bed. As that thought came through me, I heard, have you ever heard, I heard God audibly. In my room, like I'm speaking to now, it sounded like a loudspeaker. He said to me, if you carry on, you will die. At that stage, I thought I was saved. I was a youth pastor, man. I led people to the Lord. I even baptized people. But I drifted. I was lost. I was lost. I was lost. I was that one. You know what Jesus did? Stepped into my space and he said, come. If you carry on, you will die. But I don't want you to die. And I knew it wasn't going to be a physical death in a car accident. I actually knew I lost my salvation. I was gone. If something happened to me in that moment, if the roof fell on my head, I was going to go to hell. And I feel this morning, is that where you find yourself? Who cares what people say? If you are lost, Jesus loves you. God loves you with an everlasting love. And he's saying, come, run to him. He will shift everything for you this morning. Don't care what people think. Don't care. And I'm in a minute, I want to make a call for us to respond to him. Say, God, that's me. But at the same vein, I felt for some of us, maybe that's not you this morning. You're going, okay, Lord, I'm with you. I'm checking my heart. I'm like, you know, just going through a thing. But is there fear in your heart? Is there a concern? Is there that, what I said in worship, do you need that dad moment? You just go, Dad, I need you. I'm in trouble, or I'm struggling. I feel God wants you this morning, even that, pour his spirit over you because he loves you. He's a good, good father. So the two calls I want to make this morning for us to respond to our dad, our heavenly father, the one for us that we might know him. Say, God, I need you. And we're going to come out and maybe in a time of maybe even singing this song again, Holy Spirit, let us cry out to you, and in that cry out, say, God, I'm by faith crying to you for my situation, whatever that is, financial, relationship-wise, whatever you're trusting God for. Come with faith this morning. Send it. Send it. And then secondly, I want us this morning that feels lost, that feels you drifting. I had a moment of that in the week. I'll be honest with you. In the week, I had a moment. I was like, yes, God, I'm running so hard for you. But am I running after the things of you, or am I running after you? So easy to start running after the things of God and not running after him. So I want this morning, if that's you, if you go, God, I feel lost. Jesus this morning is saying, come, come. I will leave everything. And those righteous voices, well, I will silence them for your sake. So maybe, can we close our eyes quickly? Charisse this morning just came and shared with me a testimony of even her dad that three times trying how he's saved. And how three times the enemies tried to take him out, shot him, tried to kill him. But God in a moment comes and rescues. And there we've got an enemy out there that wants to come and steal, kill, and destroy your life. But God this morning is saying, I have sent my only son to die for you just at the right time. In Romans it says, Romans talks about how Jesus came at the right time while we were sinners, while we were lost, while we were shipwrecked in a sense, and our faith is gone. Jesus came and he died for our sins, not the sins of the past only, but even the sins of today and our future sins. And he's saying, come, there's grace this morning. And for you this morning, while every eye is closed, are you this morning saying, Baron, that's me. I feel lost. I feel like that person. I said those words like, oh man, I can't come to God because of this, 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 and this. I want to sort out my life quickly first before I come to church so I look holy. God knows. So if that's you this morning, don't you just want to raise your hand to say, Baron, that's me. I feel lost. Thank you for that hand. I feel like, thank you for that hand. I feel like, God, I need you. Thank you for that hand. God, I don't have all the answers, Lord. I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm trusting you this morning, God. Thank you for that hand. 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 God will leave the 99 and run off to you because he loves you. And all we have to do is say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Just keep our eyes closed. I feel God is just working in hearts. We can so easily rush into the next thing. But this is eternal value. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Kora Basia. Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. So I don't want to call you out if you've raised your hand. But in this atmosphere, I'd love to pray with you. So while every eye is closed, if you need to respond, if you feel you need to, that's fine. But I want to pray a prayer for us this morning. And in this prayer, I want to say to you, God loves you. And as you pray this prayer, pray it by faith, knowing that Jesus loves you. He died on the cross for you. And he will take everything away, as far as the east is from the west, from you. Move on, but I feel like the Holy Spirit is just pausing. So just keep your eyes closed. If God is talking to your heart, can you in your own words just say, Lord, I bring this before you. Whatever that thing is, the sin or the shortcomings or whatever you feel, you need to just say to the Lord, God, I'm sorry for this. Will you forgive me? Do you want to do that in your own words? It's between you and the Lord. Just do it in your own words. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord. So I want to pray for us, those of us that feel lost, that feels like that one, that God is shifting everything for. So if this is you, I'm going to pray fast, but make it your prayer as well. Lord Jesus, I come before you today, and I give you my heart again afresh, God. I know that you love me. I know that you are for me. I know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And this morning, God, as I open my heart wide to you, God, I want to say, take away that which is not of you, Lord Jesus. Come and wash me with your blood, Jesus, that poured out for me. Come and cleanse me. Make me pure and white as snow this morning, God. I give you my heart afresh, Lord. I say, be the King of my heart, not just my Savior, but be the Lord of my heart today, that I will live for you, God. I give myself again afresh to you, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, I want to pray for those that prayed that prayer, that just this morning is coming back to you. Holy Spirit, would you now come and fill their hearts afresh Come and fill them up, Holy Spirit. Fresh wine, Lord, in their lives, God, that they know that they know that they belong to you, God. And then secondly, in a moment, I want us to respond to God, all of us, or if you want to. I do think all of us should. But I feel like in a moment, are you at that place where you go, God, I'm trusting you? Like maybe even this morning you were like feeling lost, and in that you're going, God, I need more of you. I want to cry out, Abba Father. Lord, I want you to work in my situation. I want you to work in my circumstances. I'm trusting you in various areas, whatever that is. Your dad this morning, God the Father, he is saying, come and eat on my table, come and drink. You don't have to buy anything, it's not going to cost, it's come this morning. But when you come, I want you to come with everything inside of you, saying, God, I don't care what people think. If you need to lie down on the floor, that's fine. If you need to stand and raise your hands, if you need to jump, whatever you need to do, what you sense in God is saying, come. But come this morning to the Lord and say, God, come and move in my heart. And we would love to pray with you. If you're saying, God, I'm full of faith, I want to pray for some people, then we're going to pray for you. And if you need prayer, raise your hand up and say, please pray for me because I need God this morning. There's already guys. So I want to ask, if that is you this morning, why don't you come out? Come stand. Let's create space in the front here. We want to worship. If you need prayer this morning, firstly, and then pick that up, and then from there we're going to go. I think John's got a word of knowledge just to share quickly.
I had such a strong feeling while Barrett was sharing, and how many of you really just sense God here? Like, you don't need to. Like, he's here, eh? And I remember getting saved, and for about 3 months, I was saved, but I struggled to walk with God as Father. And I felt in my heart that God wants to give some of us a new image of a Father. I don't want to relive all your past, but I know this, that some of you have had illegitimate fathers, and it's ruining how you see God as your Father. And he wants to again do another, add a more godly foundation of who he is as Father to us. So if that's you, I'm going to ask you just to respond. I remember going forward a few times, it's like, and there were many things that happened, and God took me on a journey. But I remember there was that one day when I said, God, I need to see you as a real Father. And God started to take me on a journey. So then Cherise just wanted to expand a little bit about what she shared with Barrent before the meeting.
Could you hold the mic? Oh, sorry. I have something I want to share. And I think it may, how can I put it? I hope it touched your heart, because God is so good. And life is like a roller coaster. It's up, then it's down, but God's all there, all the way. And now I want to share something. My father, in 2018, he was in a car accident. He was on duty, and he got a feeling that he must wear his vest. He's an armed response officer. And he went on a head-on-head collision with somebody that was drunk. It was the guy that drove into my father was 10 times over the limit being drunk. And I almost lost my father, because the doctor told him if he didn't wear a vest, he would have died. Fast forward to next year, my father, he broke his leg a lot, like in a lot of places. He had to learn to walk all over again. And last year, he catched a criminal that tried to escape. But in the process, he broke that same leg, but on different places. And he did recover. He's getting there. He's a very strong man. I love him, but I love God more. And last month, my father, he went into a shooting and with another guy he was working with on duty. And the other guy, he also got shot, but it didn't go through because he wore, my English is very delicious, so excuse me. But you know the boots with the steel? So the other guy didn't get hurt at all, but my father did. And he also wore his vest. And the bullets penetrated right through. He has two wounds, an entry wound and an exit wound. But no internal bleeding. No organs have been damaged. They did kept him in the ICU just for protocol. But he's alive, and the funny thing is, he still has the bullet. The bullet got stuck into his vest. And today he wants to keep that bullet. He wants to put it in a necklace, and he wants to put on the bullet, God saves. God, that is his story. And every time somebody confronts him, that's going to be the story that maybe touched somebody's heart. And he's starting to work this Tuesday. My mother is not very happy. But I just feel sorry for the long talk. But I feel like this is something I need to share because this is my last day at the church. And I feel that God works in mysterious ways. And it can be in any form. And today my father, three times, I can say is that you cannot tell me there's no God. Because that's not coincidence, that's God. And my father, as he went, that's his story. That's what he's keep telling everybody.
Cherise, awesome. Come on, let's give her a nice hand. So she says to me, John, I need to share this. This is my last Sunday. And I'm so glad you did, Cherise. That's powerful. Well done. Well done. It's amazing. It's good. No, it's good. It's good. So let's all stand. Okay. So, if that's you, you're like, God, I need you to show me that you're more real, that you're a good father. Just come to the front. Let's pray with you. I know things don't happen overnight. One thing I know, but there's something that happens when you get prayed for, it almost triggers something into a beautiful forward momentum in your walk with God. So we're going to worship. And if that's you, just come to the front and let's pray with you. Let's trust God for more of God's Father heart to be branded in your spirit.